أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب المشرقين ورب المغربين فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان. After mentioning many others, the creation of Allah, His Qudrat, and also His great favors upon mankind. The previous ones were three words was regarded how Allah Ta'ala created man from dry clay. This is an impossible to think of. That just dry clay and Allah made this human being. And in this human being, millions of things are functioning within him all the time. One thing doesn't function properly and that person is a sick and ill person. And in jinn, Allah created from one flame of fire. How to create a thing from a flame of fire? This all shows the great Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. Further, Rabbul Mashriqaini wa Rabbul Maghribain. Malik do Mashriq ka or Malik do Maghrib ka. Allah Ta'ala is the Rabb, the owner, the creator, the one who controls and made the system of the two east and the two west. What are the two east and the two west? That during summer and winter, the sun rises from different points. It rises all the time in the east, but not from the same point. It moves from point to point, and it sets also in winter and summer at different points. And when it comes exactly in its middle, at that time if a person faces 90 degrees to the north, he faces exactly Kaaba Sharif even without a compass. But that is when it comes to the exactly to the middle point. So the rising and the setting of the sun, this again is the great Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala by which the system of day and night comes. We just take all this for granted. We never think that how is this happening? Has somebody done it or is just happening on its own all the time? No, yeah, Allah declares clearly He is the one who makes the sun rise and set and gives us our day and night. And what benefits don't we have during the day of earning, during the night of sleeping and resting, etc. And then again, with this comes the seasons, with this movement of the sun rising from the different places. Our summer and winter comes, and that has got so much of great benefit for us again. The long days of summer, the short nights, and the short days of winter, and the long nights of winter. And then again, together with that comes all the things that grow during the summer season and winter season. And anyone who will know that the fruit, vegetables of a particular season, of a particular area, that is the best to have. Today with import-export trade, we are having the fruit of all seasons all the time. That is not healthy at all. The season where you are living in and the fruit and vegetables that grow during that season, that is good and healthy for a person. So this is also all by the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Then O man and jinn particularly, that we have created all this for you, which of the favors of Allah will you deny and will you falsify? What great favors of Allah Ta'ala are they not upon us? Marjal bahraini yaltaqiyan, chalai do darya milkar chalne wale. Allah Ta'ala has made two waters, or two seas, or two rivers, or the sea and the river, to flow side by side, and they are joined with one another. But in bainahuma barzakhul la yabghiyan, un dono mein ek parda jo ek dusre par ziyadati na karne de. But there is a barrier between the two which does not allow the one water to go into the next water. And this phenomena is in many places of the world. For example, in Cape Town, at the Cape Point, we have where the Atlantic Ocean meets with the Indian Ocean. The water of the Indian Ocean is warm, is hot, and the water of the Atlantic Ocean is cold. There they come and they flow next to one another, but they do not mix. And there is an invisible barrier between them that keeps them apart all the time. And as we know, in geography, there are seven oceans in the world. All this, why are they called, if it, all the water was one water, and there was no demarcation, no borders of this water, then there shouldn't have been seven oceans. It should have been just one ocean. So it is Allah's Qudrat. Otherwise, water is a thing that mixes with water freely. But this is also water, that is also water. And according to all its chemicals, etc., it does not allow the one to mix with the other. Similarly, where rivers flow into the seas, many places in the world this happens. And wherever this happens, where the river flows into the sea, the sea water and the river water do not mix either. If you stand and watch, you will see the colors are also different. And though they are together, they are flowing together, as Allah says, Maraj al-Bahrain. They are flowing together, but there is this veil between them, this barrier, that they do not mix with one another. Places where the river flows into the sea, and at high tide, when the water of the sea goes high, then the sea water comes on top of the river water. But it does not mix with the river water, which is the sweet water at the bottom. And the sea water is the salty water on top. At low tide, the sea water again goes down, and the river water remains where it is. So this is also a thing. Many of people go to the beach for fun, etc. But if a person goes, and he goes at the right, not inappropriate time, when you see a lot of haram and lot of wrong that is happening, but you go there and you take a lesson from this and see the great Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. And this year, many places in Gujarat, in India, not far from where our villages are, for about 10 kilometers, there is a river that's flowing along with the sea, and the two do not meet at all. They are completely separate. So this is also a great Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. فَبِأَيَّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Phir kya kya ni'mat hai apne Rab ki jhutlaoge? Which of the favors of your Allah will you then falsify? One alim writes that due to the work of the atheists, the non-believers, he had certain doubts about the existence of Allah, the Qudrat of Allah, etc. So he made dua to Allah, Ya Allah, remove these doubts of mine. At night he saw a person reading Quran Sharif, and that person was reading this ayat, Maraj al-Bahraini yaltaqiyan, that Allah Ta'ala is the one who has made the two waters to flow next to one another. They are to one next to one another. They are made up of the same thing, but Allah has put an invisible veil there, and the two waters do not mix. Then his iman became 100% intact. The whole Quran Sharif is such, Surah Ar-Rahman particularly, that if we pay attention when we recite, it will make a person's iman so strong on Allah and realize the great Qudrat of Allah and the great favors of Allah. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله.